Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Kuf Yud, the very last daf of the Masechta. We're starting Kuf Tes Amud Beis, about three lines off at the bottom with the words Amar Le Marcus Shishi Breder Chizdol Abaye. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Bas Miyakim Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we had machlekas above in this Amud between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda. If this base Chanyai, this base Hamikdash that this Chanyai, the son of Shimon Tzadik, built in Alexandria, was that a base Avod Zarah or was it L'shem Shemayim? So Rabbi Yehuda had said that it was L'shem Shemayim, and he actually quoted a pasuk to support that. So now the Gemara tells us Amar Le Marcus Shishi Breder Chizdol Abaye. Rameir, high crowd Rabbi Yehuda, my avile. What does Rameir do with the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? It's pretty convincing. And the answer is Lachetanya uses it for a different braisa. La'achar ma'plasa shel Sancheirev. After Sancheirev collapsed, we know Sancheirev had brought his troops, laid siege to Yerushalayim, and great news happened. Everyone was saved. So after this happened, Yotza Chizkia went out of Yerushalayim. Umata b'nei Malachim. He found princes over there. So Yeshem Mekren shel Zav. They were sitting in golden chariots, and he diron. He made them make a neder. Shaloi la'avad avez kechavim. That they're not going to serve Avodah Zarah, even though they weren't Jewish. He made them promise that they're not going to serve Avodah Zarah, and only then he's going to let them live. And they took it upon themselves. And how do we know this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Bayomahu on that day, yu chamish arim be'eretz Mitzrayim." There'll be five cities in Mitzrayim, medabri svas Kenan, that speak the language of Kenan, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, meaning they're speaking lashon hakodesh. Kofi yom alav on top, v'nishbayis Hashem tzvakais, and swearing by the name of Hashem tzvakais. And what happened? Hochal Alexander shel Mitzrayim. These people went to Alexander Mitzrayim, ubanu mizbeach. They built a mizbeach, v'helu al v'shem shemayim, and they brought korbanos there l'shem shemayim. Shenemar, this is a fulfillment to the pasuk, "Bayomahu yimizbeach l'Hashem b'soich Eretz Mitzrayim," and that's what this pasuk is talking about, not Beis Chanyai. Now we just clarify the end of the pasuk that we just quoted regarding these five cities that are Nishbal Hashem Tzavakos. The pasuk says, Ir HaHeres Yomer LeEchos, that one of them is called Ir HaHeres, and the question is, My Ir HaHeres Yomer LeEchos, what does that mean? The answer is, Kim Targav Yosef, as Rav Yosef explains, Karta de Beis Shemesh de Asad LeMichrev, it's referring to a city, Beis Shemesh, which is the area of the sun, that's going to end up being destroyed, as Amar, who said, Dehi Chadim and Hoin, that that's one of these five cities, and Umay de Ir HaHeres Lashon de Shem Shahi. How do we know it's Lashon of Ir HaHeres, which is the word of the Pasuk, then that means city of sun? That's the chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ha'omer l'cheres v'lo yizrach, the one who says to cheres, not to shine, and hey and ches are interchangeable, so cheres in this Pasuk means sun, and heres as well means sun. The Gemara continues, the Pasuk says, Havi b'nai mirachayk u'b'nai sai mikzeya aretz, bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the edge of the earth. What are these two different statements telling us? Havi b'nai mirachayk, Amar Yehudi tells us, Eilu galus shel Bavel, this is referring to the galus in Bavel, that they were very calm and settled and at peace, like sons are. I mean, young men are calm and at peace, and that's what Galus Babel was like. And then when the pasuk says "Ubunoisa Mekzeya Aretz," was that referring to Eilu Galus Shel Shar Ratzos? That's talking about the Galus in all other lands. She'in Daiten Miushavas Alein. They are not settled. They're not at peace like young women are. They're always worried about this and that. And so that's what the pasuk's talking about. We continue discussing the Yidden and Galus. Amar Abba Bar Yitzchak, Amar Chesda, VaAmrila. And some say it was Amar Yuda, Amar Rav, Mitzar VaAd Kartigni, from Tsar until Kartigni, Makirnas Yisrael Vesavim Shashmayim. The non-Jews over there, they recognized the Yidden and their father in heaven, meaning they understood that there was a Hashem that ran the world and they acted accordingly, more or less giving peace to the Yidden. However, Mitzar Klapim Mayriv, from Tsar towards the west, and Makartigni Klapim Mizrach, from Kartigni towards the east, Ein Makirnas Yisrael Vlevin Shashmayim, they don't recognize the Yidden or their father in heaven, and they're much more harsh and difficult to the Yidden. However, Eitzer Rav Shimon Bar Chiel Rav, Rav Shimon Bar Chiel asked Rav, how can you say this? The Pasuk tells us, Mizach Shemesh Ma'ad Mevayoy, Gadol Shmi Magayim, from the rising of the sun till its setting, my name is great by the nations. When we call Makam in all places, Muktar Mugosh Lashmi Umincha Tahira, there's a carbon which is burned and given for my name and a pure mincha. Now the bottom line is, we see from the first part of the Pasuk that from the rising till the setting of the sun, which is basically the entire world, everyone recognizes Hashem. So how can you say before that these certain places, by Tsar and by Kartigni, they don't recognize Hashem? So Amalei told him, Shemiat, you're Shemi? What type of question are you asking me? Dekaru Le'Allah De'Allah. I mean to say that they know Hashem even beyond Tsar and Kartigni, but they still call him the God of the gods. In other words, they don't recognize him as the only one. They recognize him as the overall power over other gods, but they still believe in other gods, and that's what I was referring to. Now we just explain the next part of the pasuk. It says, B'chol Makom Mukter Mugish L'Shmi. The question is, B'chol Makom Salkadaitach, do you really think in all places you're going to find korbanos that are burned for Hashem? So Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan explains, Eil Tamid Chachamim Ha'eskim B'ter B'chol Makom. This is referring to Tamid Chachamim, that they learn Torah in all places. Mala Ni'alayim Ki Ilu Maktir Magishim L'Shmi. I treat it as if they're bringing a carbon for my name, and that's what it's referring to. Lastly, the pasuk said, "Umincha tahira, pure mincha." What's that referring to? Is alay mitara batara? It's talking about somebody who learns tahira in a state of tahara, purity, namely noisei isha va'achach lemitara. He first gets married, then he learns tahira. Now he's free to learn without the yitzahara of women because he has a wife, pas besaloi, and that's called learning tahira b'tahara. Now we have a number of drashas that compare tahira to the Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk says, "Shira malois, hine baruch Hashem, behold bless Hashem, kol av Avdei Hashem, all you servants of Hashem, Ha'oimdim Beis Hashem Ba'Leilois, who stand in the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, in the nights. The question is, my Ba'Leilois, what does it mean at nights? There's no avoid in the Beis HaMikdash at night. So Rabbi Yechani explains, El Tamil Chacham, Baskim Batar Ba'Leilois, referring to Tamil Chachamim who learn Torah at night, Malalem, Akas of Kilo Asukim Avoidah, the Pasuk treats it as if they're involved in Avoidah. We have another Pasuk that says, La'oilam Zoysal Yisrael, forever it will be like this for the Yedin. Now this is referring to when Shlomo HaMelech sent a message to Hiram Melech Tsar, saying that I'm building a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, and then he describes what the Beis HaMikdash is. It's going to be for Ketores, and there's going to be Lechem Apanim there, and we're going to bring Karbonos in the morning and evening, and on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, a whole big Zach. And at the end, he says, Lo'olam Zoysal Yisrael, that it's going to always be like this. The question is, how could you say that? When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not like that. So what was this Lashon of Lo'olam Zoysal Yisrael? Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, he answers, Zem Mizbeach Banui, this referring to Mizbeach, which is built, Umichal Sar Gadol Oimenu Makrival Karbon, and Michal the Great Sar, referring to Michal HaMalach, he stands there and brings a carbon on it every single day. That's what Lo'olam Zoysal Yisrael is referring to. Even though we don't have a physical Beis HaMikdash down here, there's a Mizbeach up in Shemayim that Michal brings a carbon on every day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, Eilu Tamil Chachamim Asukim Melachas Avodah. This is referring to Tamil Chachamim, who learned the halachas of the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, Malalei Makas of Kilu Nivnei Mikdash B'Meyam. The Pasuk treats it as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their days. Another Joshua, Amar Shalakish, tells us, Ma'adach Sev Rots Pshat Pasuk, Zois HaTayra La'oila La'mincha V'Lachatas V'L'Asham. This is the rule, the law, the Torah of Oila Mincha Chatas and Asham. And the focus over here is on the word Torah. Why is that word used? The answer is, Kol Isaac Batar, anyone who learns Torah, Ki'ilu Hekar V'Oila Mincha Chatas V'Asham. It's as if he brought an Oila Mincha Chatas and Asham. Different understanding, Rav Rava says, Hai La'oila La'mincha. Instead of using a Lamed here, La'oila La'mincha, of the Oila, of a Mincha, so on and so forth, Oila Mincha V'Oila. It should just say, Zois HaTorah, Oila Mincha Chatas, so on and so forth. What's with this Lamed? Elam Rava, rather, Rav explains differently. The Kol Isaac Batar, anyone learns Torah, ain't a tsarich loy oilav lechatas loy mincha vle asham. He doesn't need a oil of mincha chatas or asham because that is his oil chatas mincha and asham. Not that it's ki'ilu he brought it, it is actually in place of it. And lastly, Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, Ma'adach se was pshat and pasuk, zois tars lechatas, zois tars asham. When it talks about chatas, it says zois tars lechatas. When it talks about asham, it says zois tars asham. What's that teaching us? Kol oisuk betars chatas, kilu hikrav chatas, v'chol oisuk betars asham, kilu hikrav asham. Anyone who learns about chatas and asham, it's as if he brought a chatas and asham. And we have the last mission of the Masechta discussing karbanos. Nemar ba'ilas behema. It says by the oil of behema, ishe reich nichayach. And ba'ilas ha'if, it says by the ha'if as well, ishe reich nichayach. And ube mincha, even by a regular plain old carbon mincha, it says ishe reich nichayach, the same lashon. Loi melacha, what's this telling you? That by all three of these karbanos, it calls it ishe reich nichayach, echad amar bev echad amamet, whether a person brings a lat, a huge geshmak, a gezunta bowl, or a very small, maybe a little bit of flour and oil, that's equally pleasing to Hashem. It's a reich nichayach, ubovad shechavin libel ha'shamayim, as long as his kavana is towards Shemayim, his heart, his intention is for the good. That's the main thing that counts. Says the Gemara, Amar Zer B'Zer tells us, Micro, what's the pasuk to support this? The pasuk in Koheles tells us, Mesuka Shinas Ha'Oved, sweet is the sleep of the Oved, the one who serves, meaning serves in the Beis HaMikdash, in Ma'at V'Maharbe, Yoichal, whether it's a little or a lot, he's going to eat. Meaning, when a person brings a karbon, whether it's big or it's small, he's going to be Yoichal, he's going to receive what he's supposed to, because it's all in his heart, it's all about his intention. And Rav Brava Amar, he says, Mehacha, it's from the following. The pasuk in Koheles tells us, as the good increases, so do the people who eat them, because the more there is, so the more the people are going to eat them, and that's referring to karbanos. If there's more karbanos, there's going to be more karbanos eating them. However, says the pasuk, "Ma kishon laba oliver laba leha." What goodness is this to the master, meaning to Hashem? And we really have to read the next part of the pasuk, "Ki imru us einov," except that which he sees. In other words, what's the goodness to Hashem? Not the actual karbon, but what the person's intentions are. That's what's looked at. The Gemara continues on a similar tanya. We have a brisa, Amar Shimon and Isaiah. Tells us, Boyer A Maxiv Parshas Karbanos, come and see what it says in the Parshas of Karbanos. Shaloi Nara Behen, Loi Kel, Voloi Elikim, when it's describing Hashem, it doesn't use the word Kel or Elikim, Ella Hashem rather uses the word Yudke Vavke as an Ishe Rech Nichayach La Hashem. And why is that? Shaloi Litain Pischem Pel, Baldin Lachloik, that's what's not to give a mouthpiece or an opening for a Baldin to argue. In other words, we don't want to give people the ability to say, you know what, there's actually multiple powers over here, because if it would have used the word Hashem for one carbon and Kel for a different carbon and Elikim for a third carbon, then that might give the ability for people to say, oh, look, there's different gods. That's why it just says, Ishe Reich Nichayach Hashem, using the Lashon of Yudke Vavke. We continue. Venever Bashar Hagas, it says, by a large geshmak shar, Ishe Reich Nichayach. And Uba'if Hadak, a small bird, it says, Ishe Reich Nichayach. And Uba Mincha, on a plain Mincha, it says, Ishe Reich Nichayach. Lo Milcha is to tell you that Echad Amar Bechad Mamet, it could be someone brings a lot, or even just a little, Uba'vachicham Nisli Bla Shemayim, as long as his heart, his right intention, it's Ta Hashem. And Hashem Ratayim, you maybe you're going to say, Lachilu Tzarech, that he needs it for eating, that Chas V'Shalom, Hashem needs to eat. So the pasuk says, "Im erav lo emrelach ki li sevum loya." If I'm hungry, I wouldn't tell you, because the whole tevel, the entire world and everything in it is mine. Remember that same pasuk says, "Kili kochas oyar," because to me are all the wild animals of the forest, behemos bahari aleph, the animals of a thousand mountains. Yodati kol oif harim, viziz sada imadi. I know every bird of the mountains and what moves in the fields. That's with me. Ha'ichu basara birim, v'damatu dem ashte. Do I eat the meat of the mighty ones and drink blood of goats? Obviously, we see from this whole pasuk that Hashem owns the entire world. He has the whole thing, and he doesn't eat anything. In other words, pasuk is telling us, "Leimarti aleichem." I'm not telling you. Hashem says, "Zivchu, bring a carbon, kadesha toimar," so that you could say, I did what he wants, so he's going to do what I want. You're not bringing carbonus for me, says Hashem. You're bringing carbonus for yourself. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Lertzoinchem tizbachuhu." You shall shecht it for your will, meaning it's for you who's shechting it. You're getting the kapara through that. And the rach, another explanation is, "Lertzoinchem tizbachuhu." The pasuk says, what does this mean? "Lertzoinchem zivchu." You should do it according to your ratzoin. In other words, "Ledaitchem zivchu." Shecht the carbon with your das, with your intention. You have the proper kavana when you're doing it, not just stam, that you bring it without thinking, but you do it with the proper intention. That a person's lev is l'shamayim. And while it's just regarding this, kidbam minei shmul merav huna, it's like what Shmuel asked of huna, minayin l'misasik b'kachim shu pasol. How do we know if a person is misasik with kachim? That's pasol. Now, misasik means he's busy with one thing and he ends up doing something else. And regarding kachim, we're talking about where, let's say, he's holding a knife and he's, let's say, swinging around, or he picks it up, and in that process, he ends up shechting an animal, but he has absolutely no intention to do the shechita. So how do we know that's pasol? So Rav Huna responded, "Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'shachat es ben habakar." What do we learn? Shetei shechita l'shem ben bakar, that the shechita should be with the kavana that it's for the ben bakar, that's for this animal. So Amalei Shmuel told him, "Zubi adenuhu." This we already had in our hands. We already know that. La'akev minayin. I'm asking you, how do we know that it's ma'akev, that it's absolutely necessary, and it's not kosher if it's done with no intention? As Rav Huna told him, "Tamalemar." To that, the pasuk says, "Lertzoinchem tizbachuhu," namely l'daitchem zivchu. You should shecht with your das, with your awareness, with your knowledge that you understand what you're doing. The lib is l'shamayim. That's the proper way to do avodah. Hajon al charei la'yisarin usliku la'maseches menachas. Malzer finishing the entire maseches menachas together. Just like Zerucha finished this masech together, we should Zerucha finish all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new maseches chulin. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.